Okay, so we're in Tarek Dal Mishnah Beis, where it says, you have to run, and that's what we talked about last time, that you can't just stay where you are. You gotta run to mitzvahs and run away from averos. It's not enough to just stay put and, you know, hope that it will turn out okay. Now he says like this. He says that you should, he has an interesting shot. He says, Havirotz l'mitzvah kala. What he's saying is, why does it describe it as a mitzvah kala? He says, because in your mind, it shouldn't matter how much reward there is, because you shouldn't be running to the mitzvah for the reward. You should be running to the mitzvah because it's a good thing. In other words, like this, if someone motivates you because there's something that makes sense, okay? Let's say the teacher says, if you do X, Y, and Z, then I'll give you, you know, extra 10 points on your test, right? Okay, if you go ahead and, I don't know, you know, clean up the room. If you go ahead and clean up the classroom, I'll give you an extra 10 points on your test. Oh, it's really worth it. It's kedai, it's kishmak. Are you going to go run to clean up the room? You'll do it. What I have to run for? There's nothing exciting about the task. It's just that it's worth it for me to do it. I don't really want to do the task. The task is not kishmak. But, and I don't really care to clean up the room just to do a favor to the teacher. But it's worth it for me. So if it's worth it for me, I'll do it. But I'm going to do it when I get around to it, right? But if the teacher says that, okay, everybody, if you, down the hall, past the classroom, by the bathroom, there is a table of ice cream. Everyone can just go get as much as they want. Also, I was going to run to get the ice cream. What are you running for? There's enough for everyone. Calm down. I was going to run. Why running? Well, you made a cheshbon. It's worth it for me because I like ice cream more than running, so I'm going to run. No, the answer is because if something you want, you run for it. Something that you don't want, but you just make a cheshbon that it's kedai for you, then you don't run for it, but you just do it. Right? So the Rebbe Elazar says, if it's telling you to run to a mitzvah, that's telling me that your attitude towards mitzvahs is not that, okay, I don't know if I should do it, but it's probably worth it for me, I'll get reward, olam haba, it's geshmak, so 10 olam haba points, you know, versus the tirch of the mitzvah is probably worth it, okay, so no, it should be like, oh, this is like, I want to do this, so you run to it. It's natural. It should be the natural reaction that you're running. You don't convince yourself to run to something. People don't convince themselves to run, right? You run because you're naturally attracted to what you're running towards. So if it's telling me to run to the mitzvah, that means you're not doing it for the reward. Because if you're doing it for the reward, you won't be running. You're doing it because you love the mitzvah. That should be your attitude towards mitzvahs. You should be excited about it. You're not even thinking about the reward.
Amen.
Nice pshat. Okay, and same thing with Borech min Avera. If the teacher says, anybody who, you know, whatever, goes, they will lose 10 points off the test, okay, so you just don't do it. What's this running away from the Avera? So don't do the Avera. The answer is you should look at the Avera like poison. Like you know, you run away. Just run, you know. So it's something that naturally should generate an emotion of, I don't want to have anything to do with this. It should naturally generate that emotion. I don't want to have anything to do with this. And mainly you run away. Okay. That's what Chaim Volozhiner says is pshat. Beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. Now, then he goes on to say again, he brings in the concept that we mentioned last week, and the concept being that, and this is one of the main concepts in the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, that the reason why you should want to do the mitzvah is simply because Hashem said to do it, not because it's good for me, not because any of these things. It's the Ratzon Hashem, and that's why I want to do it. Right? And same thing with, with running away from the Averis, okay? So he says, So he said, and he says like there's a great shot. He says, "Ve'echi tochen sh'te'avoda al manas akal pras leman yiga nachas ruach l'Hashem yisbarach ve'in l'cham mida tove emenu." Omnam im mechaven by kabbalas pras lana also. If you're mechaven for your own hana, he mida apchusa shebakulam. So he says, you know why? You could think about the reward, but you know what you're thinking when you do the reward? Habachina leze im yom rulo avord the yetiv l'chavercha. It's great. He says like this. You should want to do the mitzvah, and you should be okay with getting the reward. You know why it's good to get the reward? Because Hashem wants to reward you. So I feel good when Hashem gives me a reward because He wants to reward me. But it's not about me. Hashem likes giving. So He says, how do you know if you're doing it because Hashem likes giving or you're doing it because you want the reward? He says, imagine if Hashem would say, you do a mitzvah, and I'm going to give reward to your neighbor. For every mitzvah you do, I'm going to give your neighbor a lot of schar. So you should be excited. I get to do a mitzvah, and Hashem gets to have the hana of being mativ to people in the world. So I'm helping Hashem, and I'm helping Hashem.
Not a good example, because you might just like your neighbor want to help your neighbor. It's like you're Hashem.
Right. But you know, as he says, I hear. So he says, "Halo gamke nachas ruach Hashem." Yeah. So he says that that's kind of what it means. It says, "Alzei aderach omar habirotz lemitzvah kala." Why? Sheschar mitzvah mitzvah. It's unbelievable. He says you should run to the mitzvah, and the schar of the mitzvah, schar mitzvah mitzvah, which literally means the reward for doing a mitzvah is that you'll have the opportunity to do another mitzvah, right? That's what everyone says. It means schar mitzvah mitzvah. So he says another pshat. Some little pshat. Schar mitzvah, the reward, getting reward for a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. Because Hashem wants to give you a reward. So accepting the reward for mitzvah is a mitzvah. You get a mitzvah by being rewarded. Why? Because you're giving nachas ruach to Hashem. So it's right. So he says, why? Because Hashem is really all the mitzvahs are just a way for Hashem to be mativ to us, but He wants us to deserve it, right? So imagine you have this gift, not you, because usually the parents are not that way, but the grandparents, okay? The grandparents have a gift that they're waiting to give the child, and they really want the kid to get the gift. They bought it, they're excited to give it, whatever. Now the parents told the grandparents, listen, Zadie, enough of this spoiling. You know, you're coming in, you keep on spoiling the kids, just keep on giving them gifts, enough of this, right? So they have to earn it. You come in, they come in, Zadie, what'd you get me? Oh, can I look at your suitcase? No, it doesn't work like that, okay? When you come, you tell them, yeah, I have to see you clean up, help mommy and tati, you know, you gotta help out. If I see that you deserve it after a few days, I'll give you the prize. So the kid now is helping, and he's very happy. The Zadie's very happy he's helping. But then when the Zadie finally can give him the gift, so the kid did two things. Number one is he did good stuff. But number two, he finally earned the reward. So the fact that he got to the point that he got the reward is enough for the Zadie to be happy. I can give it to you finally, right? So the Zadie is happy both when he does the mitzvah and he's happy when he gives him the reward. So he's saying that a person should run to the mitzvah. Number one is to do the mitzvah. And number two is to allow Hashem to give him reward is also good. So you're allowed to want reward, but the idea of the reward is that Hashem made this world to be mativ. So now, you have the opportunity to be mativ to us. So he's saying, that's a shot. Sheschar mitzvah, taking reward of a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. It's a whole new pshat, right? There's bringing nachas ruach to Hashem by taking the reward, as long as you understand that the reason why you can get it now and you couldn't get it before is because before you didn't earn it. And Hashem doesn't want to give you things for free. But now that you earned it, Hashem, you're bringing nachas ruach to Hashem by allowing Him to give you a reward. It's an unbelievable pshat. He says, "Yischar mitzvah gamke mitzvah, shuhu hanachas ruach l'Hashem, beitivo yim ruach." This is good for Hashem when He's doing hatava to Hashem. Just as much as Hashem has ratzon to do the mitzvah, He has ratzon to give us reward. That's what He says. It's an incredible pshat. Okay? And by the way, this is also that schar avera, okay? That the punishment for doing an avera is also an avera. In other words, this is what we mentioned this before, that when Hashem has to punish a person for something they did wrong, Hashem is bitzar on that. So you are goyrim tzar to Hashem by forcing him to punish you. Hashem doesn't want to punish the people. So by forcing the person, for the person forcing Hashem into the punishment is also an avera. There's an avera in that, in the sense that he's goyrim tzar to the Shekhinah. So remember his mashal that he gave last time. The mashal that Reb Chaim Volozhiner gave, the incredible mashal. I saw it now lately in a few others. I never heard it before, and now all of a sudden, popping up all over the place. I opened up a few others for him. I saw it in the last 40 years. I never saw it once. Now the last 3 days, the last 2 weeks, I saw it like a few other times. Very weird. But he says over there, the mashal, I'm just going to repeat it because it covered Rosh Hashanah. It's very important. The mashal he said was that when a person is this, the father sees the son, and the son is getting drunk. And the son is drinking away, and he's having fun, and the kid thinks he's having a great time, and the son, the father is petrified, and he's paranoid. Why? Because he knows he's going to get hurt. And finally, the kid crosses the street, dancing in the street, and gets hit by a car. And the father's in pain, and the father, I can't believe this is happening. And the son is taking the parent, like, you know, being gurm, the parent, terrible pain. And then finally the parent has to take him to the emergency room. And now the kid starts waking up a little bit. He starts realizing, oh, what's going on? And then he didn't feel the car when the car hit him. He didn't even feel it. Now he starts waking up and there's a surgery. Ow, he's in pain. And the parent is in terrible pain that he has to see the child go through these surgeries. So he says, who had more pain in this whole story, the father or the child? He said the child only had pain once when he got the surgery, but the father had pain twice, because he had pain when he got hit by the car, when he was drunk, as he saw it happening, and he got pain when he was in the surgery. So he says when a person does an avera, they don't realize that what they're doing, Hashem sees that they're drunk. They're just like, you know, what they're doing, this is crazy. It's going to take them down the wrong path. I see it happening. So Hashem is tzar at the time that we're doing the avera, because he sees what's going on. And then finally, when the punishment comes, so now we're in pain, but Hashem is also in pain. He sees it happening. But our pain only happened, we only wake up later when we're getting the punishment. Oh, what did I do wrong? But at the time that we're doing it, we're drunk. We have no clue what's going on. And we don't realize how painful it is to the parent. So when we're davening on Rosh Hashanah for the covet of the Shekhinah, it's really, in a sense, what we're davening is, we're davening for disappointing Hashem, essentially, letting him down, and causing that tzar to Hashem that we let him down. And he's saying, but the opportunity, and that's what it means in the Mishnah, schar avera avera, that Hashem having to punish us and causing us causing Hashem the tzar of having to punish us, that itself is an avera. Very deep stuff. But this is, it's taking it one level deeper. You know, and this actually is a very, very good akdama to the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. We look through the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, and all we daven for is Hashem, please reveal your malchus. We ask that Hashem should reveal himself. In other words, the point is that we're asking that we should be part of the, he should use us as a tool to reveal himself in the world, that we should be part of that message. So, you know, we hope to make Hashem proud, and that we're the ones that Hashem could count on to bringing his name out in the world. I will stop here.